So how many? So there's.
All right. So you open the door.
Higelin and Black still.
Bingham and
Black. Higelin and Black. Okay. Two more protecting the alien.
So you open the door.
Hey, Kev, as we open the door, I click my phaser onto whatever the highest is that I don't think would reduce everything to rubble.
Eight seemed to work pretty good, I tell you.
I don't tell anybody I'm switching my thing over.
You could switch it?
Well, I told you that I had it on high.
Let me look at the paper.
High was 8.
No, go to 16.
Explode 600
cubic meters
of rock.
Yeah.
This is why they
don't
want to
give you too many. You were using a scratch piece of paper I gave you. Anyways, so you open the door, it's a circular room about 30 feet across, 10 meters, I think. There's like banks of computer equipment. With like lights on and off. The middle room is red.
Nine, Kevin.
Put it on 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I good for you.
So in the middle of the room,
MCP.
Suspended, there's this big red ball about this big. Mm-hmm. Got a little silvery vein running all over it. And
okay.
Sort of glowing a bit.
Giant glowing brain, right?
Is there a space
spinning?
Yeah.
At the foot, right past the door, is the body of...
I scream for Tron.
Bingham.
Okay.
And there's a tricorder.
I take out my freestyle. Okay, so that's the tricorder we need to recover before we leave.
Boy, is it.
We just put the tricorder, that's the brain.
You got time
now. We don't see Black.
Nope, you don't see Black.
Black's the bogey.
So extremely important.
Black's
probably the bogey that moved detected. Chief of Guilt, I think. May I speak to the pulsing red brain, sir?
Sure, go ahead.
Until it does something. Somebody broadcast the fact that I said, sure, go ahead and talk until it does something, because the deaf person can't read my mind.
Greetings. We would like to open peaceful communications. Your space station.
Shannon is listening.
That's a good point. Your space station is in danger because it's dropping down into the atmosphere of this gas giant. Is there anything we can do to help you?
I suppose you can make some sort of communication.
Diplomacy,
sure.
Intergalactic affairs?
No.
I always try.
Someday you'll get to use that.
I have before.
Maybe someday you'll get to have an intergalactic affair.
I got 6. What's my target?
He's a human after all.
I got 7.
You don't get a response.
No response. Would you like me to recover the tricorder, sir?
How much time do we have?
About...
Can this?
Oh. Let's see. Over, look around.
Almost 2 hours.
Yeah, almost 2 hours.
Oh,
all right. Once you time.
So, see if... Let's give talking a little bit more chance, since we're... A peaceful, insignificant rant.
Okay, you're going to talk, you're going to talk.
No, hold up, and don't make threatening motions. I'll have time to talk.
I'll try to communicate.
Okay, great.
That's fine.
Telepathically.
I'll cover the back.
Okay.
talk to it.
Yeah, cover the back. Thanks.
So you do what? Send, telepathic send, or whatever it is.
I was using empathy before. Should I use projective empathy or projective telepathy?
Empathy is emotions. So
right.
You want to just send it like emotions of peace or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that usually easier?
That's usually easier.
Oh, sorry.
All together now.
Okay, so projective empathy.
Seven.
I hurt club. I hurt people who kill our friends.
Seven.
How big is that thing?
So you don't need the 600 cubic meter bottle.
That's what I was wondering.
Depends what's made of.
You can see that bigger as well, can't you?
I assume I can, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. If you
make a mind shield rule.
There we go. The next thing was actually going to be, if you feel like anything, you know, you're losing control, drop your weapon.
Or if you feel anything trying to take you over.
Sure.
No, not bad.
Rolling 60.
So do you say that, Dave?
Something really powerful bounces off your shield.
Drop your weapon. Can you drop your weapon and then talk to it?
Sure, but it just bounced off my mental shield.
Well, but maybe it's trying to talk to you.
It's like
take my gun. I take his gun.
I try to use
about the fact that it's dropping into a gas tank.
I'll try and use a telepathy this time.
Okay.
You're falling into the gas giant. We're just here to help.
I have to talk to you by bouncing against your shield.
Well, that's why we were
working on
it. Or perhaps it'll go,
Normally, you can talk to people without having this.
So, if Coop goes down twitching, you blast it. I grab the tricorder.
Seven.
Okay.
Seven, huh? Go ahead and resist the leader.
Can I roll another six?
We want to see what happens when you don't.
Cool.
I don't. Child.
Almost involuntary on Donald's part. Can't help picking the
screen. I'm too open.
We need to find out.
To talk to it.
But this may be the only way to know it. Let it rip. Come on, let it
roll again.
It's apparently a pretty wussy.
So what else did you do?
Oh, I'm sorry, 11.
Okay.
Oh, 11.
Well, bounced off again. Okay. It seems to be much quicker this time.
Okay.
Sir, I'd like to see if I can stabilize this.
I tried talking to it and it bounced off my shields again. I could let it in. It doesn't seem to be very friendly, though.
President, can you tell?
Did I get any kind of receptive empathy?
It doesn't seem to like you.
I don't think it likes me, but I think that might be...
Is it definitely an attack?
Nobody likes Vader's voice.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
How does it feel about the other people in the party?
You don't know.
I don't know.
Sir? Can I try and stabilize the space station's orbit?
How would you do that?
If it's got a thruster engine pushing it back
just
out.
Just by dorking with their controls?
Yeah, sure.
Well, let's see how this goes.
We want to try to look at that tricorder.
It probably will be over in one way or another in the next minute.
Go look at the tricorder.
Neither of you were able to talk to it.
Didn't seem to respond to me verbally. I could try again. Seemed pretty much.
Whatever I was bouncing off seemed to be some sort of attack, or
you're not sure.
Not sure.
It wasn't just a message.
They asked you to talk to us.
Okay, so sure. Why don't you want to grab the tricorder?
Grab the tricorder.
Okay. You get the tricorder.
You might as well grab the body.
I'll drag the body too.
You grab the body off.
What killed him?
The
obvious ones.
Stabbed.
Okay, in the back.
Ice pick.
Front.
Which one is this?
Pick him.
All right. Thing.
So we still have
Black.
Okay.
He's wandering around with ice fists.
What's the last log say?
Far.
Does it say, like, Black's coming for me? I gotta kill the giant brain.
Okay, you can read this.
Is the thing still trying to take over your head, Hal?
It says, MI5, 15, intuition, 15.
Do we have time for him to tell us what this does?
Sure. I'll start
with
that.
Read it aloud?
I went over to look over the exterior of the station. I found Shimona floating out there. I'm no medical officer. They had to be out there for a couple of days. Who the hell is this Shimona I've been talking to?
Wow, you started with the last one first. So when you finish with that,
that was interesting.
Shimona appears in front of you.
What do you mean it appears in front of us?
It appears.
Shimona appears in front of us. Yeah, I started with the last one first.
If we just step over to the ship then?
I'm not sure.
Oops. Excellent.
Hello, Chef.
I am Port Cullis, protector of Orbital Space Station 323. I will not stand by and let you pick the bones of this outpost today. And it's got like a polearm or something.
Got a polearm?
Yeah.
Okay. It's probably one of those laser polearms or something.
Who knows?
We don't pick the bones. We don't have it.
Who's he coming at?
Who's in front?
Well, we're all die.
We're all standing around. I say, who is least likely in front?
Yeah, who is least likely
covering our rear?
So he goes after you, Eric.
Okay.
I say, hey, Port Cullis, you're gonna fall into the planet and get squished.
I run. I got the track record.
Okay. Make an interval.
So he looks human,
eh?
Oh, no.
He looks like Shimona.
6. Well, you go first. You start running away. You guys can roll initiative.
What was that initiative again?
Coordination, add your reaction to the result.
Six. Four. Number of beast. So 6, Dave, what do you want
to do? Which Dave? Oh, dinner. I'll shoot Shimona. Okay. I'm setting 9.
Is there danger?
No.
Did you get higher than 6 scoop?
I got a 6.
Well, I mean, if he hits you, he's probably hitting you now.
Is there danger with shooting him on setting 9?
No.
Yeah, I shoot him.
Okay, well.
How close?
You would normally need about a 4. Let's see if he dodges. Overkill's good. Need a 6.
10.
You've
vaporized. Okay, so you vaporized the station protector.
One of
them. So we should leave though?
We should try to find, well, either find black or leave.
Let's leave.
Can I turn the circle at the station service, sir?
Because the previous log it says Black and Lynch are dead.
That doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Lynch came in screaming that we were in league with the Borg. Before we could do anything, he drew a phaser and vaporized Black. Shimona fired back, vaporizing Lynch. He swears the phaser was set on stun. I checked it myself. It was. No power to the stun.
Oh,
well.
Apparently he wasn't really.
Yeah, well, this doesn't jive. I put out a distress signal, but we can't get through the interference. Blah, blah, blah.
So what's the...
It would be nice if someday we could try an open friendly contract with this brain. And if
we get the
manage to stabilize the station, okay. That will be a problem.
The stabilizers in the station, according to Black, are supposedly run by gravitons.
Okay.
The technology is, I think, way past us, and you got no chance.
I'm going to go look.
That sounds pretty cool, though.
Unless we get attacked again.
It's got all the, it talks all about the holographic generator and stuff that looks to be like a Ferengi thought maker, only more complicated and stuff like that.
I'm going to try to talk to the brain thing again. Say, you're going to fall into the planet and then get squished. If you tell us how
you negotiate,
to
engineer.
Go check out
the...
If you tell us how to stabilize your orbit, we will, and then we'll go on our
little merry way. I'll cover. You want to check out...
Yeah, that's the phone you take.
I'll check out the
phone. No, that's not the phone I take. I'd be very polite and they think they're superior, so I try to be very, like, submissive.
What kind of engineering?
Please take me.
You give them your pack, right?
What kind of engineering roles?
Four.
To check up propulsion systems.
Propulsion engineering.
Warp drive or just propulsion engineering?
Just strength, because it's not
magic. Perception?
Yeah, so there's some engineering to go ahead and go and try and stabilize it myself?
Propulsion engineering.
Well,
I'm just trying to do it. I don't care how it works.
Yeah, but it's a propulsion system. So they're different skills.
Well, once I work on them, that was to use them.
Well,
if it can be done. It might be so early and it can't be done without understanding.
Logic perception?
Systems engineering. So propulsion engineering, Xandy logic. Systems engineering, Xandy logic. You're doing projective empathy.
I got
telepathy.
I got 8. Do you want me to also
do you want me to
roll charm or diplomacy or something?
Wouldn't that be shipboard systems?
Well,
yeah.
Because what do you think?
Because you're not doing any engineering.
No. I'm glad Kevin would get there. I'm trying to communicate that, you know, we have its best interest. You know, we're, you know.
Anyway.
That we just want to help it not fall into the planet and then leave it alone. We're not here to, like, pick over the station or anything.
Hmm.
Tell it to talk to us. If it wants to fall into the sun, it can.
Is this the exact same guardian creature in that One Next Generation episode?
Yeah.
Is this the same race? Okay.
Same race.
Exact same thing.
Okay. Like one of the early episodes.
Yeah. I was like a
first or second. Well, one of the
Ferengi. Yeah.
Oh, I remember that episode where they were down on the planet and there was all the storms and the lightning and stuff.
Yeah. And then there was that one guardian of the gate of the ancient technology of this empire.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Davis Blumore. Riker talked to him.
Well, I thought it was something being generated.
You're going to fall into the planet. We want to help stop. You know, help prevent that.
Yes, Posey?
Yes.
I think Riker convinced the guy that that his empire had died like 500,000 years ago and he could retire.
That's right.
I think you need, like, a pen.
Okay.
You put all your
headphones.
Yeah, it was a
tactile. And he did it by, like, saying, you know, trust me, you know.
But I rolled a 13.
So now the rest of us are trying to...
Is it actually shipboard systems, not system engineering, to actually just do it, Kev?
Systems engineering is...
This guy is really, really friendly.
Okay.
So,
yeah, it is. Well, that's the night that matters.
Alright.
Go, Woo. I didn't do it.
I got a 9. I got a 6.
Got a 7.
Just one over there.
Okay, so for the propulsion engineering, break points are 7, 10, and 13. The better you get, the better chance Shannon has of using the system.
Okay, that was a 7.
Okay. So
2 7s.
Yes.
Hey,
you got it. You don't have anyone.
He already
said that. Working on the
shuttle. Yeah. I got a 6. What are my break points?
Your break points are also 7, 10, and 13.
And you can only put 3 in, right?
4 max.
Oh, I got a 10.
Oh, you got a plus 2 from me.
Oh, I got a 10.
Okay. So, you activate the whatever drive system. And move the station out of it.
And crash into the ship.
Well, let's hope the ship moves
a little bit.
Oh my god, it's moving on!
Fire! Well, he's all that bright.
He's just good looking. But he's not really that good looking, so.
Who's that?
Ferris.
What?
Okay. He just loves
making a meal? Yeah, he's great.
Most well connected.
Okay, so Donald got a 13 point. That's usually pretty good. You could get 15 if you want.
Well, the breakouts are 7, 10, and 13.
That's true.
Get a 16.
So. Okay, so you got a sense that it will allow you to do this.
Okay.
but then you must be.
Do we seem to be doing it?
Yeah, you seem to be moving it up.
Okay, we'll keep going until it looks like it's in a stable orbit.
So it takes...
I'll ask if it can, you know, explain to us how to use the thing so that we can move it better.
Do us the honor of...
Yeah, do us... Allow us the honor of, you know, preserving you for a long time.
Well, anyways, you move up to a stable orbit.
Okay, could someone get on sensors and see if they can detect Quack's combat? Well, I'm
sure.
Rather than interference, we'll see if we can find the missing people.
Yeah, so now that you're out of the interference, you get your tricorder.
Okay.
And you don't scan Black in the station.
Scan for his combat.
For his combat.
I'll ask what happened to him.
It's all right.
It was an intruder.
Okay.
He was trying to strip me.
Okay. What happened to him? Vaporized? Sent somewhere else?
No, he was vaporized.
Okay.
Okay. All the signals must be.
All what?
No, he must leave.
Let's leave.
Yep.
Happy to leave.
Well, I was staying to learn.
I do too, but I don't want to die.
Not that you become one of them.
Fair enough. So we'll take off.
Okay.
My name's Limit.
Okay. Did we found all four? Everything that
we found it for all
we're
four.
Supposed to find. Okay.
Tricorder.
Another tricorder.
We lost two red shirts.
Woo-hoo.
We lost a full complement of red shirts.
Exactly.
And you get back to the ship and leave.
So we didn't actually turn the what's his name back, right?
No.
Shimoda? It was really the Guardian all along?
Yeah.
So we sent back an empty suit?
Yeah.
They must have thought we were nuts.
Whatever. You're a little joke.
Well, we... Did they get our message that said, you know, believing we see Borg may be a hallucination?
Oh, you seem to run to me.
I asked the question, did they get the message?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Another one of your jokes.
Yeah, Paris.
Yeah.
We've got recordings of everything. So. It would be like the Blair Witch Project. Better.
No. Let's go back and check the tape.
Oh, that's scary. Oh, yeah. What's the tape show?
The plank.
It shows a bunch of assholes running around.
You're running around. It shows, well, everything from your point of view. So pretty much anything you saw.
So like the board.
That's what it's yeah. So the only thing was...
What the hell happened with that board?
Cotter?
Cannon, yeah.
You want to kill Cannon? You kill Cannon.
What do you mean, what killed Cannon?
The board.
But we never found the real board.
Well...
Was there a real Borg?
Well, something turned him into a Borg.
We can ask the brain thing.
He already left. Who knows? He didn't complain.
So do we take the bodies with us?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Well, actually, well, now we can scan it.
Consider that looting.
We just scanned the damn thing looking for Borg now that it's not in the interference.
What? Well...
Except that the ship might shoot us if we scan.
Yeah. Well, the station is now blocking those scans. Now that he's powered it up.
Oh. So the station is now fully operational.
A memo goes back to the first contact people.
Blah, blah, blah. Sentient space
station.
Fast those guys.
Keep telling you.
We've already talked to these guys.
At least half of us saw that episode in training films.
Not me.
Have you ever made it to stuff in the academy? I don't know.
So what's experience or whatever?
2 XP. 2? Barely. Oh. Yeah, 2.
Barely what?
Nothing.
Barely minimum standards for the mission.
I mean, it's great. It's a space station.
too big to be a space station, I think.
We should, we should have let it have a graceful death into this planet.
But we didn't defeat the Borg threat.
The Borg will now take over the ship, use the ancient technology to overwhelm the humankind. All because of a failed first contact.
Last contact.
I'm supposed to be sort of scared, actually.
Very scared.
That's why.
Sort of scared.
But they're coming around like at 7 o'clock, though.
Yeah, they look coming pretty early.
Yeah. I brought 4 bags of candy. Because last year we were in the house. That was really impressive.
Here, man. Here's an apple.
No.
Here's an apple. Okay.
We borrowed from our neighbors.
Then it comes to space, there is no place. Yeah, but you were coming by our...
Yeah, that's what that is, fact. Well, the kids that live in the building are not coming by our...
Yeah. Hey,
so give him a whole bag.
I just leave the lights on for 10 of the
home. See?
Well, I usually get home at 10, so they're all gone on that.
Just one bag of candy, geez.
This year I'm not going to buy candy.
We used last year.
I buy candy every year, then, like, when I get home late, I get
some. But I got to eat it all.
Oh, no, I just take it to work. Half an hour.
So just save it till next year.
Yeah, like we'll do that every
year. Most of that stuff lasts a couple of years.
I mean, just your attitude. Are you particularly aggressive, disciplined, initiative, open?
Skillful.
Skillful is like a default, if you can't think of anything.
Skillful.
He's got some pretty nice art.
Yeah,
art's pretty good.
I'm afraid of Dave, so I didn't take as much initiative as I would have liked. And I listened to him, although only partially. Openness, I'd pretty much default.
Yeah. Well, I'll think of something. Donald, what about you? Can you think of anything? I can think of something later.
Openness? Maybe openness.
Okay, openness.
I was talking to the thing.
True.
Discipline.
Trying to obey strictly procedures for the letter.
What is that?
Very young or ancient?
Who knows? Sometimes it's not very young based on the size of the people next to it.
Oh, not people.
Well, they're human-sized creatures.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a tough one. Oh, well. I guess I'll look at it later. Oh, my gosh, Shannon.
But I guess.
Let's open this one still.
That's what I thought. Damn you.
Great for us.
This is a little image. Everybody's talking about, you know, how he shot himself.
Yeah.
Is it on the net now?
That's
sort of
a web system.
Full on camera, too.
That's really good.